Chapter at a Time with Reverend Dr. Olufemi Odibonaje, Senior Pastor of Christ Disciple Mission International.
These doors, as we see, can I kick off?
Yes, sir.
Come. So these doors, as you see, they stand for two things, or three things: exit, or entrance, or both.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And for every door, there is a key. Somebody say there is a key. And I gave us one key last Sunday. Who can remind me of the key? Anybody?
Yes,
apart from pastors, nobody was here on Sunday. Amen. Last Sunday, no, I'm not asking ministers. Pardon me? Doing the work of God. Must it be only the work of God? Okay. Which other work? Aha. So don't think it's only when you are doing praise and worship. You can be feeding the poor outside and step out of the good works. I said there are keys, three keys. Number one key is a key that the Bible says, I see your works, I see thy works. And your work is a key that will open the door we are talking about. Your work, are you there? If you remember in the book of Acts of Apostles, the Bible said there was a lady called Dorcas. And the lady died. And the people were showing Peter her works. What she has done. Look at the tonic that she has given us. If not for her, why would God take such a person? Or why would such a person die? Are you there? But thank God for Jesus. Because Peter showed up. In the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 9. If you want to write down verse 39 to 41. Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verses 39 to 41. We can just show from verse 39. This Dorcas enjoy double open door because she has used a key. And the key was not lost. The key that she used, because the Bible said that we will have the key of David. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a key that opens the doors. And one of the keys, good works. And then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made. Work. The good things he has done. They said, Peter, look, oh, this woman clothed us. If not for her, we will not be wearing anything by now. Works. What are you doing for your neighbors? What are you doing for your friends? What are you doing with families? What are we doing in the house of God that can make us to stand up, that can be a key to open the door that God wants to release unto us? What are we doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we don't just be, I keep saying, don't just be a Christian by mouth. Be a practical, a practicing Christian. Be doing something for God. And that is where you see a key put before you, according to Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Say, Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, say, I see thy works. Let's go back to Revelation, please. Chapter 3, verse number 8. What did he say? He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee, there is an open door. But the key to open that door is your good work, is your work. He said, once you open it, no man can shut it, and no man can open it when it is open, it is shut. Are you listening to me? Because it is what you have done. Heaven has recorded it, and may heaven continue to record good works we did in the name of Jesus. If you remember the case of Mordecai in the book of Esther chapter 6, the Bible said the king could not sleep. He could not sleep, even when people are trying to cover up your good work. They want you not to be rewarded. They didn't know that act of good work is a key that opened the double blessing door. That good work you have done in the past and nobody has rewarded you. God is going to remember that key. That key will be used to open the door of your promotion. Open the door of your lifting in the name of Jesus. In the book of Esther chapter 6, 1 to 3, you will see that the Bible says, and the king could not sleep. He developed what they call insomnia, and he could not sleep, and so he was worried. He said, okay, you guys, since I couldn't sleep, can you pick me the book of records or books of remembrance? I want to see people who have done some things. And when they open the book, what? The question is, what have been done to the man who has a good work like this? They said, nothing, no. Your good work will make way for you. Are you there, somebody? It's a key. Somebody say, it's a key. It's a key. That is the first key. Now, the second key we are going to look into this morning is a key which I say through personal revelation. Somebody say, personal revelation. That is a key. Somebody say, that is a key. Let's open to Matthew chapter 16. Until you have these keys. Anybody who will enjoy a double open door must have keys. It is a key that opens the door or a gate. If they say gate or door, they are saying the same thing. An entrance, an exit, or both. Are you with me? In this month or from now on, you must always pray God to give you revelation. Don't just study Bible for knowledge sake. Develop what they call revelation knowledge. That is the inside. What, you know, the Bible is a covered thing. It requires somebody to unveil it, to remove the covering, so that it will become real to you. Are you listening to me? The Bible, as you see it, it contains so much, but let me tell you, it hides some revelation in it. That is why when somebody comes in to preach about faith, you have this is powerful. You got the revelation of faith. And then you tap into it. Are you there? Somebody came in and gave you a revelation of prosperity. My goodness, God. That does not mean prosperity has canceled faith. Oh, don't get it wrong. Prosperity has not canceled grace. Are you listening to me? Prosperity has not canceled holy living. Am I talking to somebody? You only catch a revelation of prosperity. It is a continuation. The Bible is loaded. It's full of so many things hidden. That is why Jesus Christ said it's been given to them by parable. Because he wants us to dig. Search for it. Look for it. So the book of Matthew chapter number 8. Chapter 16. Let's go there quickly. We read from verse 18. Okay, let's read from verse 16, please. Matthew 16. From verse, let's just read 18 to 19 because of time. Are you not there? Anybody found it? Quickly read for me. And I say also unto thee, listen to that, that thou art what? Peter. What was his name? Simon, meaning a wavering, something who's not stable. Are you there? He has a name. But when you have a key, a revelation, God will change everything about you. The door of your revelation will open you into other doors. Are you listening to me, somebody? The name of this guy is called Simon. And Simon, when you look at the word Simon, is a wavering grass, not stable, always. And after, let's look back. Let's go to verse 17 or 16 so that people can understand what I'm saying. And Simon Peter answered and said, that is a revelation. The first time anybody will recognize who Jesus Christ was. A revelation, personal one. To who? To who? Simon Peter. Are you listening to me? Not everybody caught it. And based on this revelation, Jesus now said, from now on, in verse 18, you will no longer be Simon, wavering grass, but you will now be what? Peter. What does Peter stand for? Stability. You are not going to be wavering anymore. We are talking about the key that will take you into the next level. It's not only prayer. It takes revelation. Somebody say, it takes revelation. The first one is what? What are you doing in the house of God? You saw the poor, you close your eyes. They were taking me in Zambia, and I saw a woman blind and a boy taking her, and I was in the car. I said, Bishop, can we stop? Can we stop? Can we stop? He said, why? I said, because these people need something from us. He said, but the light is pastors. So the pastors, my heart was bleeding. You know me, I like to pray for people like that on the street. I like to use the gift of God for them. And on top of it, give them money. Many people have left the street in New York just by calling them. They said they were drunks. We can't have them. I said, we can. Are you listening to me? They were on the street. The people we are waiting for did not come. Our members didn't show up. Pastor's wife self was late 2 hours. I said, what are we waiting for? We are going to bring them. All of them, they were drunk or they were smelly. I said, bring them into the building. When they came into the building and we started worshiping God, I have never seen a drunk man. If you are drunk with alcohol, and now also engulfed with the Holy Ghost, and then begin to cry. Begin to see themselves as they were naked for the first time in their life. They said they have never seen this before. I said, now you have seen it. Give your life to Christ. That's all. And these almost 12 of them, we did service. After we have almost running up, the people we were waiting for then came. Oh, we've closed. I finished preaching. We've closed the church. And they came and said, we didn't know what happened. You will never know. If it didn't happen, we will not bring these people. Ladies and gentlemen, the key to open that door is your revelation, your personal revelation. When the man of God was preaching prosperity, everybody was jumping. What were you doing? You were catching the revelation of prosperity, another dimension to the gospel of grace. Are you listening to me? It does not cancel holy living. It does not cancel you being righteous. It does not cancel you believing God. It's just another dimension. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Of who Christ or what he came for. Another dimension. So that don't think, so our pastors have been teaching us rubbish all along. They have not to. Get it?
Yes, sir.
And another time will come. It will be this time, it's a prayer man. When they hammer on prayer, you say, huh? You catch another revelation. Are you listening to me? Everyone that comes to the podium, your mind is to say, Father, I need my own revelation. Say it again. I need my own. Revelation is understanding the heart of God for the moment. Because God speaks all the time. Are you there? When multitude follow Jesus, when they follow Jesus, and then suddenly when he started telling them, I am the bread of life. I am the bread your fathers ate. I am the blood, the wine they drank. Abomination. How can this small boy be telling us this? You know what happened? They started leaving the church. So in the book of John chapter 6, verse 57-58, Jesus looked and said, what are you the rest of you waiting for? I thought your brothers have gone, you too. He said, and the Peter again answered and said, to whom shall we go to? To whom shall we? Now, one person speaking for the rest of the level said, to whom shall we go to? You are the only one who has the word of life. Ladies and gentlemen, until you have a personal revelation, doors will not open. You are sick and you keep praying the whole world. You need a revelation of healing. Key into it. And bring it out and claim it for yourself, and you will see yourself healed. You have been living a life that is broke. See yourself. What did God say about you? He said, you are a prosperous person. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Key into it. You don't need to be in the church before you catch a revelation. In the toilet, you catch. On the bus, you catch it. Where you are in the kitchen, when you are doing the plantain, and you catch it. Everywhere you go, you catch revelation. Are you listening? It is that revelation that you need that will open that door. If not so, you will remain where you are. You can't go out, and nobody can come in. Because when you are able to go out, you can let other people to come in. Based on what you are sharing, based on the great thing God is doing, are you listening to me, somebody? This morning, I pray, God will give us insight. Amen. Revelation knowledge. In the name of Jesus, open our eyes of understanding. Lord, enlighten us the more. In the name of Jesus. In this day, everybody needs revelation. Are you there? My friend, Honorable, said something. I went to pick him at the airport, and he said, "Oh, my pastor, God bless you, sir. I'm always happy when they talk about people come to give testimony in their church, and they say, the man that came from London, we don't know his name again. I'm the only one that come from London that goes to every May program in Nigeria. Are you there? And God gave, you know, whilst I'm preaching, God stopped me and said, hey, there are some people here. That will happen. And nothing can stop it. One man was there. The wife was not there. The man said, this one, I claim it for myself and my wife. Whether she's here or not, this thing is claimed. He said, the following month, the thing started. And when the thing happened, they came to the church. They said, the man said, it was one man that came from London. I've forgotten the man's name. And everybody screamed, oh, Pastor Femi. It wasn't me. It was a revelation God released. Are you listening to me? You must always wait God to give us a key. By you studying, humbling yourself, search. Don't sit down and be saying, okay, it's given to us. It's given to us. To profit. How? The word was given to profit. Then you ask yourself, how can I profit? It is what you gain. The revelation you have, it makes you profit. It makes you have confidence. It makes you to know you will go far. Are you listening to me? I see people going far here. I see people becoming prosperous. I see people breaking through in life. I see people making it all through. In the name of Jesus, nothing will stop you again. Not you have the key. Every door shut against you shall be open to you. In the name of Jesus, you have the key. Every door that is open will no longer be shut against you. In the name of Jesus, I said you have the key. Somebody say, I have the key. You have the key. Don't let the enemy limit you, stop you. Don't let the enemy say you can't go far, because it is in your hand. It is your personal revelation that you will not die. That will keep you going. Are you listening to me? It is easy to die if you believe you will die. A person say, I'm a bad person. You will remain bad. Nothing, no prayer can deliver you. It's your mouth. Do you know what the Bible says? It says the power of life and death is where? In the tongue. What do you say with your tongue? I always tell people, I say, I would rather smack than for me to say, because if I say, somebody who has prayed for somebody who has no eyes at all, where there is no holes in the face, and God created the holes, put the blocks, plug the eyes. If I use the same mouth to say, you will die, I don't know which angel will remove it. I don't know. That is why I would rather not say a word. Because your tongue is what? Power. Somebody say, it's power. It's power. Your tongue is loaded. Stop saying to, stop abusing, stop cursing people. Because when you curse them, it will be so. Use your tongue. You know, James was saying this small thing. Every other thing in this body is two. Only mouth is one. And that one, oh my God. Or it will take God to deliver one if it is used negatively. That is why some things they have said to us when we were growing up, you can't amount to anything. You said, minus me, I will make it. What are you saying? What is your revelation of who you are? You say, I will make it. I will go far. I will break through. If my generation are not breaking through, minus me. Are you listening to me? You must speak positively to yourself based on your revelation. It is because people don't have revelation. That's why they're not doing anything. Don't forget the Bible says, those who know their God. Do you really know your God? And many of us go to church, but we only know about God, but we don't know God. Until you know your God, he said you will be strong and you will do what? Exploits. That is what the Bible says. You will be strong and you will do exploits if you know your God. How will you know your God? Personal study. Personal revelation. That's why we are asking you. Which name do you know of God that is personal to you? Forget about what Abraham said. Abraham, that is Abraham. That's his own, that's his own. Forget about Jacob. That is Jacob's own. Which one is your own? Have you ever asked yourself, if they say, who is your God? What will I tell them? You will then be telling them what Abraham said. When Abraham is praying to be in our own generation, he is praying as father, as he is the father of faith. He wish he could come now. Because our dispensation is greater and better. Are you listening to me? Elijah, all of them, they are, they wish they could come now. It's sorry, Elijah, it's late. Sorry, Abraham, it's too late. With our own turn. We must also enjoy. We must also have a revelation of who our God is. Who is your God? If I ask somebody now, who is your God? You would begin to say, it's Adonai. Is it not somebody who identify him to be Adonai? You say, it's Rapha. Is it not somebody who say, it's Rapha? So, your own personal anchor, what is your own? Hello, anybody? Who has a name for your God? The health of my countenance. That is the God she serves. Are you listening to me? And in that way, when you go to that your God, in the name you know him, oh my God, he will begin to fight. Where to? For Caro, not everybody. Because only her know him by that. That's why you must have your own revelation. You must know him personally. Not the God that my father saw, the God that my mother, that one don't finish. I start my own. My children start their own. Are you listening to me? They won't say because you are GSE's son, so therefore, the name GS, no, you too, you must know. No, they must have their own too. Everybody have their own revelation. Are you there? Are you ready to start digging into the deep? Do business in deep waters. Are you listening to me? If you do it in shallow water, you cast small, small fish. Small, small revelation. Go deeper. That's why Jesus Christ told them, say, come on, come inside a little. Get into the sea more. We want to catch big fish, not small, small ones. And if the more you go deeper, the greater the revelation you catch. Are you listening? It does not come by title. Get it. It does not come by how long you've been in the church. Get it. It only comes by you devoting your time to this Ancient of Days. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Are you there? So Jesus Christ said to Peter, he said, you are the one. You have a key. And this key, when you use it, it will open every door. He said, unto you I give the key. In Matthew chapter 18. Verse number 18. Verse 16, 17, 16 and 18. Are you there? You have the key. Tell your neighbor you have the key. Now, let me add this one quickly. Do you know that you can be going to church and not have revelation? Are you listening to me? Do you know that Samuel was sleeping in the church, lives in the church practically? He didn't know God personally. He didn't know. He said, what? So when God was calling him, he never had an idea that it was God because he only slept in the church. He was a worker in the church, like all of us. But he had no personal revelation. So when he had his name called, he ran to Eli. Excuse me, sir. Did you call me? Eli said, I didn't call you. He said, but I had my name. He went back because why? He didn't have a revelation of who God was. So it is possible to be sleeping in church. In fact, fast more than everybody else. If you don't have a revelation, you can't move further. The door is not open. The key you need is in your hand. But you cannot use until your eyes is open to it. He went the second time. Sir, I heard you call me again. He said, I didn't call you. The man said, I perceive this is God. Oh. So next time you hear the call, now, can you see revelation comes when you are in the place of teaching? When they are teaching you, it opens your eyes to see. Say, next time you hear your voice, say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Now, he's having an idea. You know what happened next? So when the angel called him again, he now approached with personal revelation. He said, now I know what to do. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Of course, he didn't put Lord. He just speak for your servant here. But idea is needed. He got what he needed to know, and he spoke. And then a message came to him. Personal revelation. Somebody say personal revelation. It comes by digging. It comes where you are seated and you are taught. It will come. Don't be fooled. I know it all. No. Calm down. Empty your container. Begin to receive fresh oil. Are you there? That's how it happens. That's how it happens. And God will reveal himself to us. In the name of Jesus. Then let me give us the last key. This last key is very important, very crucial. And anybody who carries this one, carry everything. Amen and amen. And it's the key of the presence of God himself. The presence of God. Somebody say the presence of God. Say it properly. The presence of God. Let's look at the book of Psalm 24. Psalm 24, we read from 7 to 10. And then I will check on Isaiah 26. And then we can close the meeting for today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm looking at another key that can open door of blessing in this month of November and forever. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. It's a key called the presence of God. When you carry the presence of God, automatically doors will open. Are you listening to me, somebody? I was by Pastor Fola with their white car. And he said, GS, enter. I said, you have not opened. He said, once I come close to the door itself has no choice because I carry what the team needed. It's in the pocket. The man just said, oh, yeah, enter GS. I said, hey, you haven't opened the thing. He said, ah, it's open. When I open the thing opened. Hey, I said, this is good. Are you listening to me? Number one is your good work. Number two is your revelation. This number three is the presence of God. Psalm 24 from verse 7. What did you say? Read on. Let's stop there. Lift up your head again, O ye gates. I have told you gates and door, they stand the same thing. They needed a key. Are you listening to me? That is why, do you know that when Jesus Christ died, they buried him? He didn't need a key to come out. In fact, where the disciples were shot. And he entered. Oh, I love that one. You don't need to sweat if you carry God's presence. He says, lift up your head. They have no choice. When you carry the presence of God, every demon will be running a scatter. Every short door will be open for you. Why? Because you carry what they needed. Are you listening to me? You carry what nothing can stop. Wars cannot stop God because he is spirit. Yes. So look everywhere. And they were shocked to see Jesus Christ appeared. Huh? You don't know. Let's open the book of John quickly. The book of John, chapter 20, we read verse 19. After the resurrection, Jesus has to pass through to his disciples without opening of doors. John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were what? Where the disciples were assembled for the
fear of the Jews.
And then came what?
Jesus.
And in who opened the door for him? Hey, he carried something. He carried himself. Carry himself. Are you there? When you carry, that is why you cannot come to church and be every time binding devil for what? For binding devil for what? In our church in Ghana, they do opening prayer for 1 hour. I think I've told you this before. They will start, oh, we are praying. In fact, the 1 hour, I think Dick Nesarin has witnessed once. I told them, I said, no, you come and do opening prayer. You remember, sir, that we asked Dick Nesarin to come and do opening prayer for them to see how we do it here. You may think we are too psychedelic, but we are praying the right thing. You don't have to make 1 hour prayer so that people can say, ah, they are praying. No. Meanwhile, it is all tautology, all repetition, all carry no sense. Going nowhere. They were saying opening prayer. Oh, I sat down, prayed. At first, I was standing. I was also joining them. 15 minutes gone. Opening prayer. 20 minutes gone. Opening prayer. 40 minutes gone. I sat down, Joe. I sat down. They taught me. They taught me too. The other day, I said we should pray warfare prayer. We were doing conference, warfare prayer. And they were praying, you know, when it got, after 3 hours, their tongue changed. They were saying, yeah, Mantaya, daddy, Mantaya, in the name of Jesus, Mantaya, in the name of Jesus. They put their hand like this, Mantaya, in the name of Jesus, Mantaya, in the name of Jesus. I said, ha, what is that? So I try to discern from the spirit whether Mantaya is another tongue. Only for me to realize they are telling me they are tired. Huh? Jehovah. This is serious. CDM Ghana. Mantaya, daddy. Mantaya, in the name of Jesus. Mantaya. So I said, huh? So when I scan through, I can't get a clue to what they are saying. I sat down and said, hey. So I called their pastor and said, what are they saying? Daddy, we are tired. Huh? So they said they were tired for warfare prayer. But when they do opening prayer, they are not tired. And they are praying prayer that is not God, prayer that is devil. We will kick you. We will blow you. We will stamp you. We will command you. We will commando. Excuse me? We are looking for the presence of God, not all these kicking buckets matter. We are carrying, we want to carry something that will elevate, automatically elevate. You know, it will remove demons, it will open door without sweat. Are you listening to me? So when I go to Africa, I don't change you. Everybody has preached. I will be looking and say, wow, these people, they are great. That is them. That is the revelation they have. But the revelation of me, I have of my God, a little worship. My God. That's all. The thing, in fact, before I open Bible, God is flowing already. Hey, that is the way it is. Just carry God's presence. Now the question is, how do we carry the presence of God? Are you getting it? Many of us don't know that when you worship God, are you there? When you worship God, and say you are the Almighty, you are everything, and God round about you. Manifest is concentrated presence. That sickness. Do you know that Benny Hinn will just be worshiping? Will just be worshiping. And then they say, Benny, there's a lady here. She came in crutches. She has not prayed though. She has not preached. And they will bring them. Unable to breathe for 10 years. It's my first time. Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. Another one will come. This one came in the wheelchair. This one came in this. If you have come with anything today that is contrary to the blood of Jesus, I speak in the name of Jesus that the presence of God take over your situation, take over your life, take over your presence in the name of Jesus. You will not beg, you will not lack, you will not fall sick, you will not falter. For the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. The King of glory is mighty in battle. Every door must open to him. Every door must render to him. In the name of Jesus. No wonder Paul and Silas were in the prison. When they begin to worship the Father, the Bible says, and there was an earthquake that happened in the prison jail. Jesus is here. Every prison jail they put us today, I declare the presence of God to clear them in the name of Jesus. Are you there, somebody? No wonder the Bible says, everywhere Paul goes, he said, great miracle was wrought by the hand of Paul. Paul, he don't go to hospital, but the presence of God he carried, people will come with their handkerchief and touch his body, carry it to the hospital to go and lay on their sick person. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray you carry this type of presence. I pray we carry this type of presence. Presence that will heal. Presence that will deliver. Presence that will bring victory. Presence that will open the door. We carry it in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen in the house. Because the door is a person. The person you need, you carry. Nobody can shut when the presence is opening. Nobody can open when the presence is shutting. Are you listening to me, somebody? May God of all grace visit you. Make his concentrated presence be available to us continually. No sickness, no disease, no enchantment. We have it away in our lives. Every door they shut against us shall open to us. They begin to open to us. Begin to declare and say, let them open. Let there be open door, open door, open door, open door.
To hear more from Reverend Dr. Olufemi Odibonajo, tune in next time to the London Christian Radio.